Missouri Net News is presented by Mango, Missouri's Association of Natural Gas Operators. If you smell gas, leave fast and call your gas company.
The three Missouri National Weather Service offices have issued winter weather advisories for most of the state. From 3 p.m. this afternoon until 6 o'clock tomorrow morning, snow is in the forecast to be followed by freezing drizzle in some areas. The St. Louis area is expecting about 2 inches of evening snow. Jefferson City and Columbia could see about 2 inches. Springfield could see 2 inches. Branson, Joplin, and West Plains, 1 inch. The Lake of the Ozarks and Rolla, 2 inches. The Kansas City area could see just over 3 inches. Chillicothe, 4 inches, and Kirksville, 4 inches. A winter storm warning will affect Bethany and Maryville in northwestern Missouri. Snowfall totals could go up to 6 inches. Timing of the beginning of the snow will vary from the afternoon into this evening as the snow moves from southwest to northeast. Freezing drizzle and ice could also be a part of that mix. Heavy rainfall is expected into tonight in the Boot Heel, heading east into Kentucky and Tennessee, prompting flood watches and warnings. A Mizzou student has left the Columbia campus after being diagnosed with tuberculosis. MU spokesman Christian Basie says local officials are in close contact with the student about his condition.
Our health officials have advised us that there is no current concern about exposure. Once the individual has left the campus and left the area, there is no concern about additional exposure to anyone.
TB is most often spread when someone with active TB of the lungs coughs near others, spreading the bacteria through the air. A freshman state lawmaker from St. Louis is the youngest African-American male to ever be elected to the Missouri House. 25-year-old Hillsdale State Representative Kevin Windham spoke to Capitol reporters during yesterday's Missouri Legislative Black Caucus news conference.
It's come to my attention that I am the youngest black man to be elected to serve in the Missouri House of Representatives, edging out Representative Walter Vincent Lay by just 9 days.
St. Louis State Representative Walter Lay was elected to the Missouri House in 1948. In competing bills over sports wagering in Missouri, casinos and professional sports leagues disagree over where the data comes from. Casino sportsbooks do not rely only on official league data, but a variety of sources. Scott Ward lobbies for the PGA, MLB, and NBA. He says some of the other data can be pirated.
Data in sports betting is the equivalent of the ball in roulette or cards in blackjack. These are the implements on how the wager is decided. And just as the state ensures the ball and the cards are safe and fair and cannot be manipulated, there is an equal interest in making sure that the data that is used to determine sports wagers is both accurate and is not manipulated.
Leagues have spoken against some bills that do not include them as partners, but have not opposed a measure by Warrensburg Senator Denny Hoskins, which adds fees for sports facility improvements. There's more news online anytime at MissouriNet.com. You're listening to the latest news on Missouri Net.